This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to DC.
Burgundy and Gold, graduate edition today. Jackson, Eminem, what do you think about him? Didn't I tell you yesterday what it would be like when you see him in public?
He was a celebrity. Every time we went to break,
coming around, everybody, is that Jack? Jack. And you can tell the people that come when we come from the past, when they call him Jack, because that's what Hall of Famer John Thompson, that Jack, John changed his name.
He did kind of adjust it for me.
He adjusted it.
Yeah, it's easier, you know. It's fine.
Jack. And that's it. And so now, all across the nation, everybody hates Jack. So you got a chance to, I have to give the young fellow some perspective as to what's going on. You know, when we were doing that, think about it. He was like two.
Or was he?
Or was he zero?
Or was he negative? Yeah.
That's right. He might have still been with his father.
I don't know.
But at the time.
Who knows? Yeah.
So we're trying to keep him up. Look, I really enjoyed. It's not the outcome, but
no,
kind of what you expected against the Braves.
It's going to be who they are, I think.
But the Clydesdales, the people, the enthusiasm, the buzz, and the Green Turtle, I had a terrific time.
Yeah, it was fun being out there. Good to see some of the folks that came by.
CJ.
Bones. Mm-hmm. Good enough to come by.
Oh, Bonesy, man. Bonesy.
Our crew from the fire station as well. So
six.
All those guys that got out there yesterday. So that was a lot of fun. Big weekend ahead. I mean, after all the hoopla of opening day, you get a day to catch your breath. You got Final Four this weekend. We're going to get into that when Coach Skin joins us coming up at 12:30. Tony Skin.
Isn't that big?
Yeah, brand new head coach of George Mason, of course, was part of a Final Four team with a Jim Larrañaga squad. So looking forward to talking to Tony Skin at the bottom of the hour, get his thoughts on what he's got in front of him at George Mason with obviously Coach English moving on to Providence to big things there, and hopefully big things for George Mason with Tony Skin. Excited about that. I mean, he's done great work as a recruiter, as an assistant. Of course, he was a top assistant at Maryland. I understand Maryland tried very hard to keep him.
Yeah, it's not good for the Terps.
Yeah, I mean, they tried to keep him. I mean, it wasn't like they just let him go. They made a fair offer to him to stick around, but is going now to Mason. Back to his alma mater. So that's always cool. That's got a lot of meaning, I'm sure, for him. So looking forward to getting that. And your guy, you requested him yesterday, Doc. So this is what I do for you on our final day of Burgundy and Gold today.
Yeah.
I deliver you Fred Smoot.
Not our final day.
Fred Smoot. Fred Smoot. Well, the final day of this particular
show. Of this particular.
Or this particular. And we're not dead.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
we'll be
exactly.
on
Thank
the
you.
Station a lot next week, yeah, it turns out. Different time, you know, for a little fill-in gig. But anyway.
The more you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to do a little varsity work on Monday. I mean, I'm excited.
I know it.
So Smoot will be with us at 2 o'clock.
Can't wait.
I just want to know how many billionaires he has in his phone now because, you know, as the list keeps growing. So we'll talk to the mouth of the South at 2 o'clock.
Has he been to Canada? Has he been to Canada lately?
I don't know. And we sit less than a month away from the NFL draft. And those are certainly a lot of things.
No buzz, though.
Not really.
No buzz for
Well,
us.
You know, part of it, too, is we are, you know, when you're picking in the middle or later, when you have really, you're dependent, right, on everything that happens in front of you, it's a little bit less of a buzz. I mean, nothing beats the year when this team obviously went all in and moved up and got the guy who's going to be part owner apparently soon, Bob Griffin III. So that was wild. I mean, that, you know, whether you love the move or not, I mean, that was the, you know, that was like the, you know, really big, last big draft buzz we had, obviously, prior to, you know, prior, you know, more recently than that was, you know, the 2019, you know, after the terrible season when they were able to get the second overall pick. And obviously, now you look back and you kick yourself in the ass like you couldn't have lost one more game. And gotten Joe Burrow, but you know,
yeah, Galdi and that we argued over that. That was so funny. Al was for the draft pick. I'm saying no, you can never not win, and we got a kick out of it. It and you don't know because there are more busts
right
than there are successes out of all of this. I go back when Marinovich came out, and I remember on the cover of Sports Illustrated, a dude looked like Hercules.
He did.
Coming out of Michigan State.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, and he wouldn't hit a dead man. And so,
no.
This is the thing about it. I love the – well, I guess it's been – because I've been on this gig a few years, and so you try to maintain an enthusiasm, but really I'm not because I've seen it. I know that it's a crock of crap, and in the end there's more disappointment than thrills.
True.
You know, and I'm not trying to rob that from the rest of you. You deserve to be drug across it as I was.
Exactly.
But it's overrated.
Yeah, I'll be, look, I'll get more excited as we get closer and some of the names start coming out. And then, you know, more likely than not, we'll sit there on that night and get all excited as it gets close to 16 and the team will trade way back and we'll have to wait a few more hours.
but is there one guy? You don't have to answer it this second.
Not
that
really.
That you're intrigued. But I have got
one guy I'm intrigued by.
By somebody that you want to see. Play. It could have been hurt. It could have, my guy's hurt.
Yeah.
I think kid out of Tennessee.
Herndon Hooker. Yeah.
Is a somebody that we're going to sit back and say,
I think he's interesting too.
I think he is more than interesting. I think he's the freak of.
You're going to say important.
Oh. Well, important. You're right. I could.
I think.
I can't stop laughing. Every
there's a lot of. There's a lot of depth at a lot of positions. I'm just. Really, for now, I haven't really focused in on one player for the Commanders, so to speak, but more so position groups. Corner still, to me, is intriguing. We'll talk to Frederick about that, too, as we always do. And then, you know, obviously offensive tackle. I still think there's definitely room for that when it comes to this team. And, you know, later in the rounds, I think we discussed this a few weeks ago, tight end and some other areas should not be ignored. You know, and then I think just overall team speed, in particular on offense, if you can add some – you know, some of those kind of X-factor players that we saw so many years in Andy Reid offenses, whether it was in Philadelphia or Kansas City, those kind of guys. You know, I think Eric Bieniemy, it would be nice to see him get kind of somebody he's got his eyes out, had his eyes on here during the process, right?
I was saying to Eminem, I really like the kid. I was talking about the quarterback out of Tennessee, which we mentioned, but then there's also who do I think is the best ready to star, to be a star, is a kid out of Texas, running back. When I know it's not
Bijan,
popular,
yeah.
But I think he's the bad man.
Yep.
I think he's ready right now. I think he changes. Whatever team he's on gets an instant hit. He's what Zeke was before he got pregnant. I mean, no, what's that? So, hey, look, come on. But This kid, and I hope I don't have to see him in the division. He reminds me of a kid they have 11 who's going to zero. And his name is
Parsons.
Yeah, he reminds me of Parsons. To me, he's the Parsons of this draft.
Interesting.
And there's part of me that wants him on my side.
Right.
And I do not want to have to see him twice within the division.
Yeah, I don't. I think the Eagles are pretty set there, and they'd be probably, you know, they have the earliest draft pick, which is wild, right? The Giants would be interesting just because they need to get more weapons on offense.
Yeah, and he's a lot.
And look, Barkley, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. I mean, they tagged him for now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, he could. I mean, Cowboys, they could be
frightening.
Yeah, could be somebody. I mean, remember Pollard got hurt in the playoff game. He's not going to be ready. Necessarily right. Full 100% right away. Although,
has he had the surgery?
Although, speaking of them, you know, listening to Mike McCarthy talk, he sounds like the Commanders did the week after the season ended when they were saying 3-1 run to pass. And then, of course, quickly rearranged that after the press conference and then went out and hired the most pass-happy offensive coordinator in the NFL. But anyway...
Flintstone, he wants to run.
But he says he wants to run and that he was being held back by his coordinator. Of course, he's the head coach. He's the head
that's
coach.
That's a small point.
Yeah, small point. Just kind of like we had a head coach who apparently was being held back by his offensive coordinator. So this is interesting how these things happen when the seasons are over. We find out these things. Like, I thought head coaches could talk to the guys underneath them, but I might be mistaken. I don't know. So those kind of things are fascinating. I'm with you. Bijan Robinson is fascinating, exciting.
It's frightening.
But I will go back to the Mike and Kyle Shanahan rule of law, or the Mike rule. Don't overspend on running backs. Don't do it. And they already spent pretty good on that position last year. You know, and I think they got a pretty good group. They need to add something there to that room, but that might be, again, day two, three of the draft potentially, or a vet at some point that could add to it. There's some interesting numbers that came out from baseball yesterday beyond obviously the results and how these rule changes, these tweaks worked. We'll get to that coming up on the lengths of the game. We'll get to the Final Four this weekend. The most improbable or, I don't know, surprising, however you want to frame it, Final Four in quite some time, maybe ever, depending on how old you are. For me, I think it's ever. I mean, got a 4-5 and a 5-9 playing each other, and just not exactly outside of UConn, teams that you're used to seeing this time of year. Well, because you never saw
it. I think it's great. I mean, I really do. I'm not turned off by people. What do we think if we wrote the ratings on it?
Yeah.
Dude, it don't matter.
Where's Duke when you need them?
But you see in the Aztecs, they bring out that claw, that defensive claw. I mean, it reminds me a little bit of the Hoyas.
Yeah.
You know, when Big John was cranking up his machine, you don't know about them, but now you're going to never not hear them. You're going to know them for a long, long time. Especially the NIL, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, and M.
Yeah.
Whatever. This is going to change the landscape. So I'm really encouraged by it. Now, if UConn could come put the water on this thing and we all be sitting back and going pie in our face.
Yeah.
I want to see new blood.
Yeah. I mean, if you buy into the Ken Palm ratings, you know, which is a lot of advanced numbers, you know.
Sheehan.
I mean, it's really gets into some real geeky stuff. I mean, they're the number one team standing right now by a lot. So we'll see if all that stuff plays out, but they don't play these games with the computers. They actually have to play it on the court. You got to make shots, and it's a one and done. I mean, it's a beauty and I guess the tragedy, depending on which side of it you're on, of this time of year with the NCAA tournament. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get to some of the numbers from day one of a new era of Major League Baseball. It is Burgundy and Gold today with Doc Walker, Scott Jackson, Team 980, streaming live on the Free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Biggie. This goes out to Biggie. You. This goes out to you and you and you. Biggie. You.
Burgundy and gold today. Tony Skin, new George Mason coach, talk Final Four with us. His new gig at the bottom of the hour here on the Team 980 streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Fred Smith at 2 o'clock. We'll get into some Commanders in the 1 o'clock hour as well. Somebody seems really desperate for someone's attention. I'll explain that later on. But
I wonder who you're talking about.
Just seems like a little too much talking about one person. All right. Yeah. Heading into this baseball season, which actually started yesterday in terms of real meaningful games, there was a lot of question about whether or not the pitch clock would in fact do what the pitch clock was set out to do, which is make games faster. So spring training games averaged 2 hours and 37 minutes this year, which is in line with what minor league pitch clocks did in their regular season last year. Although violations, you know, slowed things down early in the season, for them as well. But in terms of yesterday's baseball, the length of games of the 10 games that were played yesterday, here's a look of what you're what you would see. So you had of the 10 games yesterday, or excuse me, is it 10 games yesterday to say? Yeah, of the 10 games, 15 games yesterday, not 10, because everybody played yesterday. Mm-hmm. The 10 times 2 is 30. Okay, there you go. All but four were under 3 hours. Yankees and the Giants, of course, you had Gerrit Cole striking on everybody. 2 minutes, 33 seconds.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Nats, Braves, the Sun Monster, Patrick Corbin, and some Nats errors and some Braves errors put that one at 3:07. So that's over three, but it's not crazy. Brewers, Cubs was 2 hours and 21 minutes. Red Sox and Orioles, which was a slugfest, right? I mean, there was, you know, a lot of scoring there, was a 3 hour and 10 minute game. So that's pretty fast for the scoring, which is what part of the concern was, right? Oh, well, you know, you're going to change all these rules. You're going to slow scoring. You know, you're going to speed the game up. There's going to be less scoring. There's no shifts, blah, 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 blah. Well, no, it's still a lot of scoring and the game's fast. So that's what that was yesterday. 3-10 in a 10-9 game that was won by Baltimore, for those that care. Tigers-Rays, 2-14. Rangers-Phillies, 3-04. Twins-Royals, 2.5 and 32 minutes. 2:32. Reds-Pirates, 3-02. The longest one was the Cardinals and the Blue Jays. That game lasted 3 hours and 38 minutes, and that was a 10-9 game, much like the Orioles and the Red Sox. And you had 2.5 hour game. You had a between the Angels and Athletics late last night. Of course, Otani was pitching there. You had the Guardians and Mariners at 2:14. Dodgers D-backs 2:35. The Padres and Rockies just under 3 hours at 2:56. So I think it did what it was intended to do, at least for a night. And there wasn't that many violations on average. I think most games had one violation. Some had none. And then the most violations you had in terms of pitch clock violations in a game was the Orioles-Red Sox that had three of them. So it's not like it was terrible for the pitchers.
And it's, I'm surprised. I thought coming out of spring training it would be goofy. I just thought it would be an issue. But, you know, we'll adjust. We adjust to everything. We never got to talk a lot about larger bases to increase movement on the bases and a bigger bag.
Yeah, that's helpful too, right?
But the plate's not bigger.
Right, the plate's the same size.
The plate's the same size. Yeah, I mean, you're going to really get into this thing, big fella. How about the plate? But the bag's being increased. That's interesting. And then I guess that does not affect those sacred records?
No, it doesn't. Now, now this is a 32-minute difference from last year on average opening day game. So last year it was 317 per game. This year it's 245. So that's a significant savings.
Yeah.
It's a significant savings in time, which is encouraging. You know, college football is talking about trying to speed things up. With the play clock, they're talking about all these different ideas. Some of the coaches absolutely hate it because it would cut play number of plays down and things like that. But the one thing they never talk about cutting down is the halftime because of the we got all the bands and, you know, of course,
sponsorships,
tailgating for the second time.
Yeah. You know, we don't talk about it a lot, but there are a lot of people there at the game because their kids are in the band.
Sure.
Because they're cheerleaders. They don't give a damn about the game. And so you mess around and lose some of your audience and some of the participation. Again, just because I like it. I love the band thing. You don't realize that you do because you cover the sport. When we're out there in those summers, the band's out there practicing too.
Yeah.
They put just as much work in as the fellas. And so, no, I hope that never goes away.
Yeah, so they've it'll be interesting to see what they fall on in terms of actually, and if they can really save any time. Man, to me, you could shorten the commercials.
Maybe. Well, now you're messing with my pockets.
I know. It seems kind of crazy.
Did you think I was serious about all this? I just want the public to think.
Right, they were shortening.
Yeah, we're trying to shorten the game.
Exactly.
Damn, yeah. Be here.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so we'll see what they fall on for that. But, yeah, I think good for baseball. You know, baseball gets clubbed for a lot of things they do wrong. Hell, last year at this time, they were one of those things they do wrong, which is the middle of a, you know, a labor dispute, right? They were trying to get that all settled.
Yeah.
But I think this has been – there's been some good steps taken here. It's been a good – I think overall it's been a pretty good offseason for them in terms of this. The World Baseball Classic, I think, was a plus for them as well.
Oh, you know, it was a slam dunk. Yeah. And your guy – and again – not to throw stones, but
okay, go ahead.
No, your buddy was pitching for the Dodgers, who they've banned now for 2 years. I mean, we were dealing with for a while, it was some ugly issues.
Yes.
Otani's throwing acid again, and now he's calling his pitches. That's going to be something that's going to be interesting.
He is exposing so many things that we were led to believe in baseball about pitching, isn't he? Like, you can't be a quality pitcher and still actually carry a bat around and, you know, actually be fearless.
Unless you're a little league and pony in high school.
Right, and that's it. That's where it ends, right? That's what we were always told. You know, you got to have the catcher calling the game because that's what they do. That's part of their job and all that stuff. But yet, here you go. I mean, here's Otani blowing it up for you. And the shame of it, of course, is they lose. I know you were probably sad to see. I just feel like every day this goes on and we hear these stories about the Angels and their money, and now they're like, we're not going to send our radio guys on the road. It's not necessary. And you're like, wow, remember when Artie Moreno was like spending like a drunken sailor, as they say, and doing all this crazy stuff?
Yeah, and the franchise was up for sale.
Yes, it
then
was.
They jumped back in. And radio and baseball, it's kind of like, to me, baseball and sports radio.
Yeah.
That's a marriage. it was kind of designed along the same line. It works. It's the way it's supposed to be. Not to send a radio team out to cover a baseball game? I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of these cost-cutting things they've tried to do. In media, you know, it's happened other places, too, with, you know, after the pandemic, this was a big, you don't need to do this anymore. It's not that necessary. And, you know, we can do the same thing from a studio. But you miss a lot when you're calling games from studios that you get when you're actually on site and in the actual building.
You've called a game from the truck, haven't you?
Yeah, I had to do one from a studio a couple during COVID.
Yeah.
It was weird for basketball, but it you know, it's not impossible. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it is weird because, like, you miss the subs and all that stuff when they come back from timeouts, and, you know, you just, the vantage points, you're just controlled by the TV,
mm-hmm.
and God forbid, you know, you had like a technical issue in your studio and you lose the TV feed, you know, you lose the feed from the arena, you know, there's all that stuff. The audio seems a little, sometimes can be behind.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, there's like a little bit of a delay. So I don't get it. I mean, it's a shame, but I think this team is the more we see, the signs are there that this guy's going to hit the open market. He's going to break the bank. And there's only one team that can afford him, and that's your team, the Dodgers.
Oh, he's gone. It's done.
Yeah, he's going to be a Dodger. He's going to be a Dodger. I think we all know it.
When they didn't go hard this year, Padres, I've been allowing several people, Mets, I go, what's up? Well, they're waiting.
Yeah.
They're just loading up. Because for next year, if they got to go get him. And
The Mets will probably, I should say. Dodgers and Mets.
Oh, yeah, Dodgers and Mets.
I'm sure the Yankees will make a run, too. But for whatever reason, you know. They're not quite the same as getting guys from the outside as they used to be.
Mm-mm. No,
they kept Aaron Judge really well, but it'd be interesting to see what they end up doing. They got pretty good staff too. All right, we'll take a timeout. Tony Skin's going to join us coming up on the other side. We'll talk to him about the new gig, George Mason's new head coach, also the Final Four memories from the run with Coach L, who of course is still playing. We'll be up tomorrow night in the second game against UConn. Of course, it was UConn that George Mason got through to get to the Final Four when they made their run. And we'll get to that coming up with Tony Skin here on Burgundy Gold today. Doc Walker, Scott Jackson with your Team 980 streaming live on the free Odyssey app.
No good! By George! The dream is alive!
That'll take you back. 2006. George Mason went to the Final Four that year. Took on UConn to get there, and wow, lo and behold, their coach from that season, Jim Larranaga, the Miami Hurricanes, will take on the UConn Huskies tomorrow night in the second game, the Final Four in Houston. Joining us right now, the new head coach, George Mason, of course, on that team that made that Final Four run. He is Tony Skin, good enough to join us via the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app today. Of course, most recently was at the University of Maryland with Coach Kevin Willard. And hey, Tony, first of all, congratulations on getting the job. And how have you kind of been dealing the last 24 hours? I'm sure you got all kinds of people reaching out to you, maybe some people you never even knew before.
Yeah, it's been unreal, man. You know, you think you're busy being a head assistant at a high major program, and then you get a head job. You realize that, you know, that's not really busy. It's been crazy. It's been wild, but it's also been it's been amazing. The first 24 hours.
It's got to have been a benefit though, just being at in Maryland, big time program. You understand the lay of the land, and this is such a hotbed in terms of talent. So how are you able to sleep at night since getting the word?
I mean, it's all part of it. You know, I'm built for it. I've been very, very fortunate to work with some really, really good coaches over the last couple of years. And I'm biased because the DMV does have that hotbed. Like you said, there's so much talent in this area. And you see coaches from all over the country that are coming and grabbing some of our kids. And obviously, we tried to do that at Maryland in year one, and we had some success. But it doesn't really change for me making that transition to George Mason, because the familiarity is there, the connectivity is there, and there's just so many good players in this region where I'm excited to get to work.
We're here with Tony Skin, new George Mason coach, here with us on Burgundy Gold today. Scott Jackson, Doc Walker with you at Team 980, streaming live with the free Odyssey app. Had a lot of people tweet me when they found out you were coming on the show, so I'm just going to kind of combine a couple questions here from them, and it's basically about this early stage, kind of like how you're handling it. How much of it has been getting the staff together? How much of it has been reaching out to the current guys, kind of recruiting your own people, and also talking to your recruits that were originally committed to Mason?
Well, I'll say this, man. It's you know, I'm glad it's not, you know, the 1950s where phones didn't exist. You know, the phone, having a phone is definitely, it's made it a lot easier just because, you know, you're wearing a bunch of different hats.
Right.
As I align my staff, as I'm trying to make sure I'm connecting with the current players, the guys in the portal, trying to get them back. It's just been nonstop communication for me over the phone, which is something I do anyway. And so I think just staying resilient and trying to stay as efficient as possible with, you know, different people reaching out and saying congrats and all those things, you know, that stuff is important, and the support has been amazing. But, you know, at the same time, you got to be, you know, even more efficient this time of the year with what needs to get done.
And what have you learned looking at the landscape, Coach Ewing? It's not always great to go back home. There's sometimes even more pressure. How can you turn that into advantages so you can get Mason back to where you were as a player?
Well, I think the unique thing is, you know, in that comparison, obviously, Mason's history, the tradition, I was a part of that, just like, you know, Coach Ewing was for the Hoyas. I think the only difference I would say is that, you know, I spent 8 years in the business on the collegiate side. Mm-hmm. You know, my first stop was down there in Louisiana Tech, mm-hmm. with Eric Conkle, and spent 3 years there and then transitioned back to the Northeast with Coach Willard at Seton Hall, mm-hmm. and then had a chance to stop, you know, in Columbus with Coach Holtman in the Big Ten, and then getting back to the Big Ten with Coach Willard. You know, I've had stops everywhere. I've had different roles everywhere, and mm-hmm. really just learned so much from the collegiate side on what it, you know, what it needs to be, not just basketball, just everything overall. And it's just having that experience, I think, was what made me and gave me the confidence that I was ready to run my own program.
Tony Skins with us, new George Mason coach here on Burgundy Gold today, Team 980 streaming live with the free Odyssey app. So that all being said, you had all these different coaches that have impacted you in your career and as a player, of course, with Coach Larrañaga at George Mason. How would you say a Tony Skin team, like when you guys take the court this year at George Mason, what can people expect? What kind of style? What are the characteristics of a Tony Skin team going to be?
You know, I spent 3 years in the Big East, spent the last 2 years in the Big Ten, and I would say it's going to be a combination of both. We want to be up-tempo. We want to play fast. We're going to press. We're going to turn defense into offense. And I was a player's, you know, I was a player at a high level. I played for some really, really good coaches, and a lot of them were players coaches. And obviously that's the same thing that I'm going to bring to the table. I want my guys to have fun on the floor. I want them to play with a certain type of attitude. And that's really the core of what I'm going to bring to the table, at least in year one.
Yeah, the other side of the business, this money coming in and being transfer portals, NIL, what kind of commitment did you get from the university that they were going to be there for you and help aid you in that so that you could be competitive?
I mean, it's a lot that goes on into the day and age that we are in NIL. I do think that the support has been amazing. Obviously, there's some moving pieces there over time. I don't think anybody is expecting this, you know, roster to look like this 96 Chicago Bulls. You know, it's a timing thing, and it's a balance that you have to have in making sure that you're recruiting the right kids. Yeah, NIL, it does exist, but that's never going to be the start of a conversation on why George Mason is the right fit. So it's just a lot of turbulence. You know, you've got to will and deal in conversations, but it's definitely a different day and age. But again, the foundation of the DMV, there's plenty of kids that are either still available from a high school standpoint, but also kids that are in the portal that'll be very, very marketable for, you know, our program.
Tony, how much have you been able to watch the Atlantic 10 over these last several years and what they've kind of built themselves up to be, and you know how you see Mason fitting into that and you fitting into that?
You know, that's my homework for the next, you know, 6 months. You know, I've been in the Big Ten, which is a brutal, brutal league. And when you're watching Big Ten games and trying to stay in line with how to win games, the last thing you're doing is watching other leagues. You know, I've been paying attention to the league just from the standpoint of, you know, I've got some colleagues and got some close friends. And obviously this past year with Chris Caputo over at GW, you know, from time to time I lock into a game, man. But it's really been Big Ten. And that's the part that hiring a staff that's going to help me align myself back into what it takes to be successful in this league. You know, we're going to grind it out over, you know, several months.
Isn't it interesting or helpful, rather, as a coach to see a team like San Diego State and how they defend? I mean, back in the Stone Ages, watching, you know, Big John and Nolan Richardson, how their teams defended. Is it easier now to convince kids that in order to really win, you have to be conscious defensively?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why it goes back to, you know, what I said earlier, where I learned so much from so many different coaches. But the one thing I learned that I value the most working with Kevin Willard is, you know, that press. You know, that press, it's the secret sauce to giving guys, you know, whatever offensive freedom that they want. If you're defending at a high level, I can't really tell you what kind of shot is a bad shot. That's going to be the bones of my program.
I love that. I love that.
That is awesome. Now, you mentioned Chris Caputo and, you know, him in your conference. You'll see him, obviously, up close and personal many times on the opposite sideline. Have you had other coaches? Has he reached out to you, and have others reached out to you as well since this moment has happened?
Man, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I've got about 700 text messages.
Awesome.
So I'm sure some have. It's just going to take some time to get back with them.
Right. Well, Coach Larrañaga, obviously, you know, what you guys were able to achieve as a group back in 2006, and certainly George Mason fans still remember that well. As you watch him doing this with Miami, what has gone through your mind, and do you see some similarities between what he's achieved there and what he did at Mason?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny you said that. We played Miami this year earlier in Connecticut. And I'd say this, we beat them pretty bad. And to see the team I'm watching now, I'm like, wow, there's really four parts to a season. Your non-conference, your conference tournament, yeah. And then the NCAA tournament. So I'm pulling for him. I'm a little nervous. Just because I want him to win a national championship, and they're playing a really, really good UConn team, and I'm excited. You know, he's deserved it for many, many years, and I know people have talked over the last couple of years about him retiring, and I'm going to just tell people now, man, hey, I don't see that guy going anywhere.
I'll never forget, you know, when you guys played, you know, UConn, here, obviously, at Verizon Center at the time, how, you know, that team had so many guys that were going to the NBA and were NBA draft picks, and really it was crazy. You guys went through murder's row of who's who in college basketball, right, with Michigan State, North Carolina, and obviously UConn in the end, and Wichita State. What was it that Larrañaga did? Because I felt like the whole time he just gave you guys this edge in terms of the motivational part of it. I mean, not to say you didn't do good things with X's and O's, but it seemed like George Mason had such an edge that year in that run.
You know, I tell people that all the time. You know, the one unique thing that I can remember, especially now as a coach, we were playing with no pressure. We were playing, you know, once we got that first game, it was like, you know, whatever happens after this, man, it's all good because we've had that successful season. I think the one thing that people don't really realize is that as good as that team, that UConn team was, you know, you had a couple first-round picks and a couple guys that, you know, played at a high level in Europe for a long time. We also did the same. You know, I played obviously for almost 8 years. Fallon Campbell played for 12 years. Will Thomas is still playing. You know, Lamar Butler, Jai Lewis, Gabe Norwood is still playing. We had pros too. You know, we were pros at different levels. But we were a really, really good team. And I think the notion around the locker room was just to go out there and play with no pressure. And so, you know, that was, in my opinion, what got us through that first 40 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, good! By George, the dream is alive!
That'll take you back, 2006. George Mason went to the Final Four that year, took on UConn to get there, and wow, lo and behold, their coach from that season, Jim Larranaga, the Miami Hurricanes, will take on the UConn Huskies tomorrow night in the second game, the Final Four in Houston. Joining us right now, the new head coach, George Mason, of course, on that team that made that Final Four run. He is Tony Skin, good enough to join us via the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Of course, most recently was at the University of Maryland with Coach Kevin Willard. And hey, Tony, first of all, congratulations on getting the job. And how have you kind of been dealing the last 24 hours? I'm sure you got all kinds of people reaching out to you. Maybe some people you never even knew before.
Yeah, it's been unreal, man. You know, you think you're busy being the head assistant at a high measure program, and then you get a head job. You realize that, you know, that's not really busy. It's been crazy. It's been wild, but it's also been it's been amazing. The first, I guess you could say, the first 24 hours.
It's got to have been a benefit, though, just being at in Maryland, big time program. You understand the lay of the land, and this is such a hotbed in terms of talent. So, how are you able to sleep at night since getting the word?
I mean, it's all part of it. You know, I'm built for it. I've been very, very fortunate to work with some really, really good coaches over the last couple of years. And I'm biased because the DMV does have that hotbed. Like you said, there's so much talent in this area. And you see coaches from all over the country that are coming and grabbing some of our kids. And obviously, we tried to do that at Maryland in year one, and we had some success. But it doesn't really change for me making that transition to George Mason, because the familiarity is there, the connectivity is there, and there's just so many good players in this region where I'm excited to get to work.
We're here with Tony Skin, new George Mason coach, here with us on Burgundy Gold today. Scott Jackson, Doc Walker with you at Team 980, streaming live with the free Odyssey app. Had a lot of people tweet me when they found out you were coming on the show, so I'm just going to kind of combine a couple questions here from them, and it's basically about this early stage, kind of like how you're handling it. How much of it has been getting the staff together? How much of it has been reaching out to the current guys, kind of recruiting your own people, and also talking to your recruits that were originally committed to Mason?
Well, I'll say this, man. It's you know, I'm glad it's not, you know, the 1950s where phones didn't exist. You know, the phone, having a phone is definitely, it's made it a lot easier just because, you know, you're wearing a bunch of different hats.
Right.
As I align my staff, as I'm trying to make sure I'm connecting with the current players, the guys in the portal, trying to get them back. It's just been nonstop communication for me over the phone, which is something I do anyway. And so I think just staying resilient and trying to stay as efficient as possible with, you know, different people reaching out and saying congrats and all those things, you know, that stuff is important and the support has been amazing. But, you know, at the same time, you got to be, you know, even more efficient this time of the year with what needs to get done.
And what have you learned looking at the landscape, Coach Ewing? It's not always great to go back home. There's sometimes even more pressure. How can you turn that into advantages so you can get Mason back to where you were as a player?
Well, I think the unique thing is, you know, in that comparison, obviously, Mason's history, the tradition, I was a part of that, just like, you know, Coach Ewing was for the Hoyas. I think the only difference I would say is that, you know, I spent 8 years in the business on the collegiate side. Mm-hmm. You know, my first stop was down there in Louisiana Tech, mm-hmm. with Eric Conkle, and spent 3 years there and then transitioned back to the Northeast with Coach Willard at Seton Hall, mm-hmm. and then had a chance to stop, you know, in Columbus with Coach Holtman in the Big Ten, and then getting back to the Big Ten with Coach Willard. You know, I've had stops everywhere. I've had different roles everywhere, and mm-hmm. really just learned so much from the collegiate side on what it, you know, what it needs to be, not just basketball, just everything overall. And it's just having that experience, I think, was what made me and gave me the confidence that I was ready to run my own program.
Tony Skins with us, new George Mason coach here on Burgundy Gold today, Team 980 streaming live with the free Odyssey app. So that all being said, you had all these different coaches that have impacted you in your career and as a player, of course, with Coach Larrañaga at George Mason. How would you say a Tony Skin team, like when you guys take the court this year at George Mason, what can people expect? What kind of style? What are the characteristics of a Tony Skin team going to be?
You know, I spent 3 years in the Big East, spent the last 2 years in the Big Ten, and I would say it's going to be a combination of both. We want to be up-tempo. We want to play fast. We're going to press. We're going to turn defense into offense. And I was a player's, you know, I was a player at a high level. I played for some really, really good coaches, and a lot of them were players coaches. And obviously that's the same thing that I'm going to bring to the table. I want my guys to have fun on the floor. I want them to play with a certain type of attitude. And that's really the core of what I'm going to bring to the table, at least in year one.
Yeah, the other side of the business, this money coming in and being transfer portals, NIL, what kind of commitment did you get from the university that they were going to be there for you and help aid you in that so that you could be competitive?
I mean, it's a lot that goes on into the day and age that we are in NIL. I do think that the support has been amazing. Obviously, there's some moving pieces there over time. I don't think anybody is expecting this, you know, roster to look like the 96 Chicago Bulls. You know, it's a timing thing. And it's a balance that you have to have in making sure that you're recruiting the right kids. Yeah, NIL, it does exist, but that's never going to be the start of a conversation on why George Mason is the right fit. So it's just a lot of turbulence. You know, you've got to will and deal in conversations, but it's definitely a different day and age. But again, the foundation of the DMV, there's plenty of kids that are either still available from a high school standpoint, but also kids that are in the portal that'll be very, very marketable for, you know, our program.
Tony, how much have you been able to watch the Atlantic 10 over these last several years and what they've kind of built themselves up to be, and you know how you see Mason fitting into that and you fitting into that?
You know, that's my homework for the next, you know, 6 months. I've been in the Big Ten, which is a brutal, brutal league. And when you're watching Big Ten games and trying to stay in line with how to win games, the last thing you're doing is watching other leagues. You know, I've been paying attention to the league just from the standpoint of, you know, I've got some colleagues and got some close friends. And obviously this past year with Chris Caputo over at GW, you know, from time to time I lock into a game, man. But it's really been Big Ten. And that's the part that hiring a staff that's going to help me align myself back into what it takes to be successful in this league. You know, we're going to grind it out over, you know, several months.
Isn't it interesting or helpful, rather, as a coach, to see a team like San Diego State and how they defend? I mean, back in the Stone Ages, watching, you know, Big John and Nolan Richardson, how their teams defended. Is it easier now to convince kids that in order to really win, you have to be conscious defensively?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why it goes back to, you know, what I said earlier, where I learned so much from so many different coaches. But the one thing I learned that I value the most working with Kevin Willard is, you know, that press. You know, that press, it's the secret sauce to giving guys, you know, whatever offensive freedom that they want. If you're defending at a high level, I can't really tell you what kind of shot is a bad shot. That's going to be the bones of my program.
I love that. I love that.
That is awesome. Now, you mentioned Chris Caputo and, you know, him in your conference. You'll see him, obviously, up close and personal many times on the opposite sideline. Have you had other coaches? Has he reached out to you? And have others reached out to you as well since this moment has happened?
Man, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I've got about 700 text messages.
Awesome.
So I'm sure some have. It's just going to take some time to get back with them.
Right. Well, Coach Larrañaga, obviously, you know, what you guys were able to achieve as a group back in 2006, and certainly George Mason fans still remember that well. As you watch him doing this with Miami, what has gone through your mind, and do you see some similarities between what he's achieved there and what he did at Mason?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny you said that. We played Miami this year earlier in Connecticut. And I'll say this, we beat them pretty bad. And to see the team I'm watching now, I'm like, wow, there's really four parts to a season. Your non-conference, your conference tournament, yeah, and then the NCAA tournament. So I'm pulling for him. I'm a little nervous. Just because I want him to win a national championship, and they're playing a really, really good UConn team, and I'm excited. You know, he's deserved it for many, many years, and I know people have talked over the last couple of years about him retiring, and I'm going to just tell people now, man, hey, I don't see that guy going anywhere.
I'll never forget, you know, when you guys played, you know, UConn, here, obviously, at Verizon Center at the time, how, you know, that team had so many guys that were going to the NBA and were NBA draft picks, and really it was crazy. You guys went through murder's row of who's who in college basketball, right, with Michigan State, North Carolina, and obviously UConn in the end, and Wichita State. What was it that Larrañaga did? Because I felt like the whole time he just gave you guys this edge in terms of the motivational part of it. I mean, not to say you didn't do good things with X's and O's, but it seemed like George Mason had such an edge that year in that run.
You know, I tell people that all the time. You know, the one unique thing that I can remember, especially now as a coach, we were playing with no pressure. We were playing, you know, once we got that first game, it was like, you know, whatever happens after this, man, it's all good because we've had that successful season. I think the one thing that people don't really realize is that as good as that team, that UConn team was, you know, you had a couple first-round picks and a couple guys that, you know, played at a high level in Europe for a long time. We also did the same. You know, I played, yeah, obviously for almost 8 years. Fallon Campbell played for 12 years. Will Thomas is still playing. You know, Lamar Butler, Jai Lewis, Gabe Norwood is still playing. We had pros too. You know, we were pros at different levels. But we were a really, really good team. And I think the notion around the locker room was just to go out there and play with no pressure. And so, you know, that was, in my opinion, what got us through that first 40 minutes. And then the next 5 minutes, because it was like, we could have won this, but we still have another opportunity to win this. And playing in your backyard also doesn't, also helps you out. You know, it was everyone at that point was a George Mason fan, right?
You're right. I'm so happy you brought that up. I can still get a chill bump from being at the arena and then also being on location. And what impressed me so much about is seeing how the university traveled and what it meant to the community. You know, I had a business out in Fairfax. I understood the lay of the land. And that's one thing about the DMV that is special. Whoever's hot, people will claim you, arm in arm, lock, and go. And it was something, dude, I can never forget that.
Yeah, the DMV again, man, I'm going to always be biased. It's a special place. And no matter who it is, you got to expect if you have that type of an event, you know, everybody's going to come support, whether it's GW, whether it's George Mason, Georgetown, you know, UMBC, you name it. And we definitely got a dose of that. And, you know, it helped that it was only 30 minutes away from campus, too.
No doubt. And, you know, Jim Larrañaga, people also forget, you know, he had good tournament runs after that season, too. I mean, you had Sweet 16s at George Mason after that. So it's exciting, Tony. I know you know how it can be at the highest of levels at George Mason and know what it's all about. And I know so many people that I knew that I went to high school with that went to Mason. My son went to Mason that had been reaching out to me and were so excited to know you were going to be on the radio, first of all, today, and that you're the head coach. So congratulations again, and we appreciate you giving some time today and can't wait to see it this season.
Thank you.
No, I appreciate you guys having me on.
All right, thank you. Tony Skin, appreciate it. Enjoy it down there, the Final Four. He's with us here at Burgundy Gold today. Great talking to him. New George Mason head coach, and just to me, it was a no-brainer hire. I mean, it was like a home run, you know, worked out perfect timing, and I know people were kind of scared for a while there because these other jobs were filling up quickly. And
did you or Kevin predict this one?
I told you, I said immediately, I said, this could be a really quick solution. The guy didn't have to go far. He's in College Park. You know, he's one of your all-time players on your greatest team ever. I mean, get him over here. And he's been a highly thought of recruiter for a long time. Again, top assistant with Kevin Willard. This isn't some guy, you know, coming in here just based off of, you know, a name. He's worked his way up in the industry, and it's going to be exciting to see. And hopefully he can, he can keep some players that he wants to keep and get some guys, you know, bringing some new talent too. You know, he keeps talking about the DMV. I mean, he's a guy who played at Tacoma Academy, so obviously been around this place a long time.
I think about Mike Jarvis at GW. And I was lucky enough to be a part of a couple of those great teams on the broadcast team with Larry Michael. And we, you know, those teams with Yinka Dare, you know, going through that, Catholics had, you know, to run AU. I know if we don't, mess around and not mention AU and David Aldridge, we would never get in the athletic club.
They're in the middle of a coaching search, too. Hopefully they get that done soon.
Yeah. But it's really quality basketball, man. Yeah. But the support, I mean, and of course the big boys, you know, get it too. And yesterday's word about that the Hoyas and Terrapins in 2024 could be dancing again together.
That'd be great.
Great stuff, man.
Well, yeah, that's what you want to see. I mean, it's good for the area. And again, the fact that Mason and GW are in the conference again, they got two guys birthed from Jim Larrañaga, right? Okay. Chris Caputo and one of his players, too, is really, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Going head to head. And that's always, you know, a bigger game, their rival game as it is. And look, Mike Rhodes just leaves VCU. You got Ryan Odom coming in. It's going to probably be a transition year. It's going to be different, that's for sure. It's not going to be the same style that we're used to at VCU now, so it's wild. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the Atlantic 10. I like the Atlantic 10 a lot. I'm biased. I've seen it up close for a bunch of years. I think it's a good conference. I think they've kind of gotten the short end the last 2 years from the selection committee for whatever reason, but you know, it'll be all right. There's schools that care about it, and they've invested in it, and there's very good coaching in it. A lot of different styles, too. That's the one thing I should have told Tony Skin. Be ready for a bunch of different styles, because that's what you get in the Atlantic 10.
Well, you got to have an angle.
Right.
You got to have something that...
I love what he just described to me. Sounds a little bit of VCU in terms of what the way they wanted defensively, and then obviously offensively to push it. But they got to get themselves, obviously, the right point guard for that. Well, we'll see how he does. I can't wait. Fascinated to hear about the staff, too. All right, Final Four weekend ahead. We'll get to some NFL in the 1 o'clock hour as well. It's Burgundy and Gold today with Doc Walker, Scott Jackson, Team 980 streaming live with the Free Odyssey app.
Wow! I feel good.
Back here on Burgundy in gold today. Final Four weekend. That was great talking to Tony Skin. You know, somebody I was going to reach out to anyway before about this weekend because of Larinaga, and then he got the George Mason job. So, it, you know, we were able to do a two-for-one. We appreciate that.
Well,
thanks.
He's got a celebrity over there in the media department. You mean Zach? I mean,
oh, Zach Bolno, yeah.
Zach Bolno, come on.
You know,
man.
Jack Bolno used to run a radio network for years.
Yeah, I know. He's he's pretty good. This segment is sponsored by Hint Water. Hint is pure water infused with surprisingly true fruit flavors, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint, water with a touch of fruit flavoring. Dude, I got to have one of them right now.
Yeah, could we bring some in? Do we have any products?
Can we not have the Hint? I should be guzzling Hint right now and smiling with that to take a line away from the rooster.
Yeah, they got
to
hook us up because the packaging's pretty cool. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, that's cool, man. You say sugar-free, you call my name.
Yeah, no doubt. It's good because you don't want too much sugar.
No, I've had enough in a lifetime.
Yeah. AB tweets us to say, hate losing Tony at my alma mater. He's a Maryland guy. Mm-hmm. But congratulations also for Tony and Mason for his opportunity. Yeah, you know, he, again, I can't say it enough. The guy really had to work his way up, right? And that you want these guys who get their opportunities, because that's what it should be about, to really knock it out of the park when they get their chance. And I think he's in a good spot. You know, I think certainly Mason needed this kind of hire, I think, after – I think people were really bummed out. They liked, you know, they liked Coach English.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
But, you know, he I can tell, man, he's a guy that he was – you know, as a star, was rising fast. And we'll see. I mean, maybe some people wonder if it's too fast. I mean, you know, as good as, you know, things that were happening there, I mean, it was still, you know, that's a big jump, obviously, to the Big East. We'll see how it goes for him. But, you know, in losing guys already to the portal, as you would expect, it's going to happen to everybody. I mean, God, VCU yesterday had, like, their top seven go into the portal as they're introducing Ryan Odom. And I imagine a lot of them, at least the top three to four, probably end up in Happy Valley with Mike Rhodes and that entire staff that went with him. So it's just a tough part of how it goes now. And it's not fun when you're on the short end of it. It's exciting when you get the guy in who brings in all the people. And I think at some point, you know, the portal will head the other direction here for George Mason as well.
Well, the quote, big boys are in a little trouble based on what just happened the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So with NIL, all the things that are going on the portal, you don't have to go to Blue Blood U.
Right.
Right now, it's like we can get four guys. It reminds me a bit back being on the blacktop. You pick four or five guys, and you get a run going. And now teams are flipping six, seven, eight new people, and they're running the thing all the way through. So with this area here, really, it is kind of hard to fail here. You got to kind of go out of your way.
Yeah, and I think they've got good coaches in place here at all the schools, which is exciting. With obviously Coach Cooley, Coach Skin coming in this year, Caputo last year, Willard last year. I think there's some exciting stuff, and it's a TBD, obviously, on American. I've heard some rumors that I probably will not share about who it could be.
Holy slim.
I just say they might be waiting out a result of one of the teams in the Final Four, somebody on one of the staffs. So
okay.
That's
right.
Why. So,
okay.
So anyway, they might be. Yeah. That might be part of the problem right now. So
yeah, I do have Kevin Sell number.
All right, so if that's the case, then you know, we'll see. That could be solved by next week, because that person season would be over anyway, and it's not a head coach. I'm not insinuating they're getting a head coach.
Scoop.
But anyway, let's do this. We should take a timeout. We gotta get to the top. We'll in the 1 o'clock hour, we're getting to some football stuff. There's just something going on with this Commander sale that just doesn't seem right, that we've talked about a lot, but there's a different angle on it now that I just think we need to maybe just talk about. Let's talk about it, if you could. It feels like there is something. It's almost like a desperation.
You want it.
It's just like a
really
desperation.
You can't not do this.
It just feels like there's a desperation on somebody's part here to get the attention of a certain billionaire. We'll get to that coming up. It's Burgundy and Gold
Poke
today.
Poke the bear, baby. It's called poking the bear.
Maybe that's what it is. Here on the Team 980 streaming live on the Free Odyssey app. Back here on Burgundy in Gold today. Final Four weekend. That was great talking to Tony Skin.
So good.
you know, somebody I was going to reach out to anyway before about this weekend because of Larinaga, and then he got the George Mason job. So, it, you know, we were able to do a 2-for-1. We appreciate that.
Well,
thanks.
He's got a celebrity over there in the media department. You mean Zach? I mean,
oh, Zach Bolno, yeah.
Zach Bolno, come on.
You know,
man.
Jack Bolno used to run a radio network for years.
Yeah, I know. He's he's pretty good. This segment is sponsored by Hint Water. Hint is pure water infused with surprisingly true fruit flavors, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories, available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint, water with a touch of fruit flavoring. Dude, I got to have one of them right now.
Yeah, could we bring some in? Do we have any products?
Can we not have the Hint? I should be guzzling Hint right now and smiling with that to take a line away from the rooster.
Yeah, they got
to
hook us up because the packaging's pretty cool. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah,
right.
That's cool, man. You say sugar-free, you call my name.
Yeah, that, no doubt. It's good because you don't want too much sugar.
No, I've had enough in a lifetime.
Yeah. AB tweets us to say, hate losing Tony at my alma mater. He's a Maryland guy. Mm-hmm. But congratulations also for Tony and Mason for his opportunity. Yeah, you know, he, again, I can't say it enough. The guy really had to work his way up, right? And that you want these guys who get their opportunities, because that's what it should be about, to really knock it out of the park when they get their chance. And I think he's in a good spot. You know, I think certainly Mason needed this kind of hire, I think, after – I think people were really bummed out. They liked, you know, they liked Coach English.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
But, you know, he – I can tell, man, he's a guy that he was – you know, as a star, was rising fast. And we'll see. I mean, maybe some people wonder if it's too fast. I mean, you know, as good as, you know, things that were happening there, I mean, it was still, you know, that's a big jump, obviously, to the Big East. We'll see how it goes for him. But, you know, in losing guys already to the portal, as you would expect, it's going to happen to everybody. I mean, God, VCU yesterday had, like, their top seven go into the portal as they're introducing Ryan Odom. And I imagine a lot of them, at least the top 3 to 4, probably end up in Happy Valley with Mike Rhodes and that entire staff that went with him. So it's just a tough part of how it goes now. And it's not fun when you're on the short end of it. It's exciting when you get the guy in who brings in all the people. And I think at some point, you know, the portal will head the other direction here for George Mason as well.
Well, the quote, big boys are in a little trouble based on what just happened the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So with NIL, all the things that are going on the portal, you don't have to go to Blue Blood U.
Right.
Right now, it's like we can get four guys. It reminds me a bit back being on the blacktop. You pick 4 or 5 guys, and you get a run going. And now teams are flipping 6, 7, 8 new people, and they're running the thing all the way through. So with this area here, really, it is kind of hard to fail here. You got to kind of go out of your way.
Yeah, and I think they've got good coaches in place here at all the schools, which is exciting. With obviously Coach Cooley, Coach Skin coming in this year, Caputo last year, Willard last year. I think there's some exciting stuff, and it's a TBD, obviously, on American. I've heard some rumors that I probably will not share about who it could be.
Holy slim.
I just say they might be waiting out a result of one of the teams in the Final Four, somebody on one of the staffs. So
okay.
That's
right.
Why. So,
okay.
So anyway, they might be. Yeah. That might be part of the problem right now. So
yeah, I do have Kevin Sell number.
All right, so if that's the case, then you know, we'll see. That could be solved by next week, because that person season would be over. Anyway, and it's not a head coach. I'm not insinuating they're getting a head coach.
Scoop.
But anyway, let's do this. We should take a timeout. We got to get to the top. We'll in the 1 o'clock hour, we're getting to some football stuff. There's just something going on with this Commander sale that just doesn't seem right, that we've talked about a lot, but there's a different angle on it now that I just think we need to maybe just talk about. Let's talk about it, if you could. It feels like there's something. It's almost like a desperation.
You want it.
It's just like
really
a desperation.
You can't not do this.
It just feels like there's a desperation on somebody's part here to get the attention of a certain billionaire. We'll get to that coming up. It's Burgundy and Gold
Poke
today.
Poke the bear, baby. It's called poking the bear.
Maybe that's what it is. Here on the Team 980 streaming live on the Free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.